everyone. I'm Dr. Arun Kumar Singh. I'm an endocrinologist. I practice in Delhi and Faridabad. I'm going to talk about the role of diet in diabetes management, or what precautions one should follow if one has diabetes. And it is very important to understand for everybody who has diabetes, because diet plays a very crucial role, not only the management of diabetes, but also in the prevention of diabetes and also reversal of diabetes. Unfortunately, most people don't pay attention to healthy diet, and they only ask questions about the role of diet once they have developed diabetes. But actually, if you follow a good healthy lifestyle and follow a healthy eating pattern, you can delay the onset of diabetes, or simply you can prevent diabetes. And once you have developed diabetes, exercise with healthy eating helps in reversal of diabetes also. For those who cannot prevent or who are not able to reverse, still diet is very important in managing type 2 diabetes. Managing type 2 diabetes, or in fact for all types of diabetes, are taking balanced healthy diet is important to keep the sugars in control. So we all know what is diabetes. It's a pathological situation when a person is not able to make enough insulin to keep the sugars in normal range, or more commonly in type 2 diabetes, there's insulin resistance. That means insulin is not very effective and the need of insulin or requirement of insulin has gone up. And again, there is a situation of relative insulin deficiency. So in every kind of diabetes, there is deficiency of insulin that is either absolute or relative. And body is not able to produce at times enough of insulin to keep the glucose levels under control, especially after one eats meals which are high in carb content, or if there is a continuous production of glucose from the liver. So these are the factors which lead to high glucose levels. So when you talk about what are the precautions in diet in type 2 diabetes, so diet for diabetes is actually a healthy, balanced diet, taking all the micronutrients, that means carbohydrates, protein, and fat, in a balanced proportion. Almost 50% of calories should come from the carbs. 20 to 30% should come from the fat. Source of fat should be non-animal. And 20-25% of calories should come from protein. So very simple way to understand the concept of healthy diet in diabetes is a plate method. So that means your plate should fill your half of the plate with the fibers, non-starchy vegetables, basically vegetables and fruits, mostly vegetables. Then you should fill your quarter of the plate with the proteins, which could be pulses or maybe fish or lean meat. And then 1/4 of the plate should be filled with the cereals, preferably whole grains, not refined carbs. So that is the plate method. And then the food does not always has an immediate effect on the glucose. It could have a delayed consequences. So for example, taking a high fat diet may not lead to increase in glucose levels immediately, but by causing weight gain, it will increase the problem of insulin resistance. And again, insulin resistance will result in poor control of diabetes. So the calorie count is also important, because most of patients with type 2 diabetes especially are overweight and obese. So we should also be looking to lose some weight. So reducing the calorie intake is also important. And the total consumption of calories should be spread over the day. So small portion is important. So taking a large portion otherwise leads to increase in sugar levels immediately after meal. So controlling the portion is important to keep the sugar levels in range after the meals. And then not fasting for a long time. So skipping the meals is not also good. So that's why taking frequent small portions to avoid the sugar levels going below normal range, that is called hypoglycemia, that is also important. So small frequent meals spread over the day. Avoid simple carbs, bakery, avoid fruit juices, but you must have fruits regularly. Most of the fruits are okay for people with type 2 diabetes, except a very few which are better to be avoided. For example, banana, mango, grapes, lychee. These four fruits, I think they should be better avoided. But then you can have once a while, very small portion, not more than 50 to 100 gram. Definitely, you must avoid fruit juices. And always try to include fibers. Don't have a carbohydrate, a meal full of carbohydrates. So include protein as well, include fiber as well in each small and big meal. Avoid prolonged fasting. Avoid taking large portion. So these are very simple steps in healthy eating for people with type 2 diabetes. And as most of patients with diabetes are at increased risk of high blood pressure or they have bad cholesterol already, so you should be careful with your salt intake also and avoid high fat diet or especially the fat sources, fat coming from animal sources, that also needs to be avoided, or simply don't take saturated fats. I think these are the very simple things to understand for each and everyone who has diabetes, to keep your diabetes under control and also to protect yourself from hypertension and bad cholesterol. Thank you all for very patient listening.